left off yesterday just trying to put the final touches on this previous sugya before we can move on. So just to recap for a moment, so the previous sugya is all about the details of when you say Chayz V'Ne'er, when you don't say Chayz V'Ne'er. So we had a lot of different approaches in the Rishonim. We had the Rosh in one extreme, we had the Rav in the other extreme, we had the Rambam, we had a lot of different shittas flying around. And then we saw, even within the world of those who do accept the Kama Bottle to some degree, which is the antithesis of the Chayz V'Ne'er, even within those Rishonim who accept it, there are certain scenarios where Kama Bottle fails up. There are clearly cases in the Gemara that Kama Bottle doesn't apply. So we highlighted yesterday, how many examples? We highlighted 3/4 examples, right? We spoke a little bit about the Yerek Shen, which was planted in the 7th year and then replanted in the 8th year. Then we spoke a little bit about the water of the mikvah. We spoke a little bit about Chitzakem Shenifritzon, Ma'aretz Tznok, all those cases. And we came up at the end of the shiur yesterday with one basic approach of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that yes, it's true, there's a principle called Kama Batil, but that's only true if there's a clear demarcation, there's a clear line, there's a clear break. If the kama is happening constantly, ongoing, there's never a break, so then one cannot apply the principle of kama both. Those have been a Tam's theory in all of these segments. That was one approach that we left off with yesterday. In contrast to Rabbeinu Tam, there's another approach, and that's the approach with the Rivam. Taisus quotes the Rivam. I think I put it on the Rambam Kops also. Put it on somewhere. Tucked away in that long Taisus somewhere. The Rivam says that the reason why kama both doesn't play out in all of those cases, the cases of the Shemitah vegetables, in the cases of the mikvah, in the case of the Atzat Nukovs. So the Rivam says the reason why is because it's Darka Mekach, it's Vesta Mekach, it's natural, that's the way things grow. So nothing to do with the fact that it's stopping and starting, just the fact that it's in the natural course of events, so you can't say kama botel under those circumstances. So kinchap and afkamina between Rabbi Natam and the Rivam, even though all those cases will be addressed by the Rivam's klal, similar to the way they were addressed by Rabbi Natam's klal, but there will be a little bit of a difference. So you can have, you could pour drops of wine, and you could have an ongoing flow. On the other hand, that's not a natural flow. So just because something is stopping and starting, doesn't necessarily mean it is or is not natural. So you can have nuances of difference between the two. But the Rabbi Natam solved the world's problems, the negation of kama bottle through the approach of stopping and starting, in contrast to Rivam, which is all a function of Vesta and Mekach. But there's a third approach, and that is the approach taken by the Ramban. The Ramban quotes Yesh Oimim in the beginning of Baba Basra, and it touches on something that we spoke about a little bit in the past. And that's in the past, 3 days ago. Ramban's a long past. So comes the Ramban and quoted the Yesh Oimim. Remember the famous Yesh Oimim that the Ramban quotes with Rasta Beis? That what? That Hetera lo Batil. That Bittel doesn't address, Bittel doesn't speak to a Dabar HaMutter. Why doesn't Bittel speak to a Dabar HaMutter? So we gave a few different approaches. We gave two different Birurim members. We have two different Birurim. Why is Bittel not speak to a Dabar HaMutter? So one reason is because characteristics. Bittel only refers to removal of characteristics. And the Rav Mutter may not have any characteristics for Bittel to remove. That was one approach. And the other approach is that the idea of Bittel is that I'm trying to get rid of something. I'm plotting that this thing should be removed from the world. So Isurim, I don't like. People like things to be Mutter. Most people don't run around looking for things to be also. So Haterim, Hadabar Hat is not something that I'm looking to remove. Therefore, it doesn't lend itself to the Karapash of Bittel altogether. So comes the Raman and says that idea that a terlo botel, that could answer at least some of the issues that we're raising here in terms of kama botel. What's the easiest one out of these 3-4 cases? The kama botel doesn't apply. What's the easiest one to pin on the svar of terlo botel? In case of the what? What's the easiest? What? What's the easiest? That's the hardest one. What's the easiest one? The Shemitah one is a cinch, right? It's a joke, right? Because what do you have in Shemitah? You have the vegetables growing in the 7th year, so 7th year vegetables trouble. That's an Isser. Now I go ahead and I uproot, I replant it in the 8th year, and now when it's growing in the 8th year, the stuff that's growing in the 8th year is head there. So we had a kasha, the Rishon bothered with the kasha. Why don't you say that what's growing in the 8th year is what? Is botel, kama botel. So says the Ramban, what do you mean kama botel? What's growing in the 8th year is a davra mutter. How could that be botel? How could the davra mutter be botel? People don't speak about it through a davra mutter. Parenthetically, you see from the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam, who didn't give this answer, But when searching for other reasons to explain the case of the Batil, and the time can listen to the Ravon Kedis, like, that they didn't buy into his Ramban. They held that Davar Mutar is subject to the rules of Bittel. They argued the two Svaras that we mentioned before. But the Ramban says that according to his Yeshayim, and Hetel of Batil, this is easy, this is a joke. And of course the atheist stuff is not going to be Batil. So that's the easy part. So now Barak tells us the hard part, which he called the easy part, I'm called the hard part. So now I want to talk about Chitza Kerem Shidu Fritza, but I want to talk about Mavra Otetz Nochel. They're really pretty much the same. So I want to know, and this becomes very, very tricky. I want to know, I have something that's growing together. I have, it's Kerem and Tvua that are growing together. It's a very, very infinitesimal amount, very, very small amount. And it hasn't yet been Hosif Masayim. And now I want to know, why don't I say what? Why don't I say what? Kama kama bato. So what am I really asking about saying? The stuff that's growing, the very small amount of kerem that's growing, is that a davra mutter or is that a davra asur? So at first glance, this has nothing to do with Ramban. It's a davra asur. It means every amount, every kosher, any mashahu that grows in the state of kiliya kerem is asur. And now I've been done, is that davar asur going to be bottle or not? So that's the kasha that the Rishonim are asking. That why don't we say that that little bit that was growing, why don't we say kama kama bottle? Because the chora, you have to look at that little drops, those little mashers and mashers, those tipas of kiliya kerem, as a davar asur. So it should be subject to the rules of bittel. So the Ramban's Yeshomim should have a problem with this halacha. The Ramban's solution of hetel lebatel, the chori shouldn't help us over here. Until the Ramban turns the tables on us. So what does the Ramban say when we read the Ramban kept in the bathroom? What does the Ramban say? That kiliya kerem, kol's man, that it hasn't been Moshef Masayim, is called a what? It's called a davar mutter. Because the Torah says that in order for kiliya kerem to be asur, it has to be hamaleya. It has to grow together. Well, the Gemara says that whenever you have pre-planted wheat and pre-planted grapes, it was already, everything was planted. I didn't plant the kilayim b'kerem. Everything was already planted, and now it starts to grow together afterwards. That's what's called hamaleya. Hamaleya means the extra that's growing. So the Ramban says that kol zman that has just grown a teeny, teeny drop, it's not even tokis as an issue yet. It's not even called kilayim. Only when it grows to a certain amount does it call kilayim. And what's that certain amount? The 200th. That's not a sheer bittel. We thought that the sheer 200 in Mavrat Tznachov, the sheer 200 in Mechitza Kerem is a sheer of bittel isurim. That's what Rashi says himself. He says, it's the sheer of Masayim, of bittel isurim, of oil and kiliya kerem. The Rabban says, no, that's not a sheer bittel. You got it all wrong. That's the sheer of isur. It's a nothing until it reaches that point. Until it reaches the point of a little bit of growing together, the fact that it grew an infinitesimal amount, one in a billion, that's not called growing, that's not called a malaya. And therefore, for all practical purposes, what was it at that point? It was a heter. And since it was a davar mutter until that point, once it reaches the point of being also, you can turn around and say, hey, wait a second, the kama kama batel, and it never reached the point of this. So, no, because kol zman that was such a small amount, it was called a davar shel mutter, and a davar mutter is never going to be batel. So the Ramban says, this is going to solve my problem also, it's going to solve my case also. So the Ramban concludes that Hetera lo batel solves the problem of the vegetable, the shtasa shmita. It solves the problem of maver atzitz nochel. It solves the problem of chitzchem shenifritza. None of these cases are subject to the rules of kamakam batel because they're not batel altogether because it's hetera lo batel for whatever reason you think hetera lo batel is. What's the only gemara that's still hard to understand even going to the Ramban? The river stuff I still couldn't figure out. Anyone know what the Ramban would say about that? I took the Ramban carefully. So is that also, I was wondering over that, because it's also called Heta, but Levi Sigmar does have a share of Bittol. Gemara says that we have a robe of, as it is Mei Maya, a little bit is Mei Gisham, so it is Bakul Baro. So yeah, I was afraid to go over, I was going to say that also, like Mei Gilt of overkill, when you take Bittol out of the parish. I don't know, let's think about that. I'm not sure what the answer is. So these are the three regular answers in the Rishonim, three conventional answers in the Rishonim, as to even within the world of Kama Kama Batel people, which again, the Rush was not a Kama Kama Batel person, but within the world of Kama Kama Batel people, why the Bok stops here? We do it, the Bok stops here for Vedatam's reason, stops here for the Rivam's reason, it stops here for the Ramban's reason.
You say for the river that it's not the Rasser, it's just flowing?
That's right, so that's what I was thinking about also, the problem, but the Din, I mean, it's not really Asr. But the problem is that there is a din that if a robe of it is one way, then you do say the miyut is bottle. So how come kam kam bottle doesn't work, but robe and miyut does work? I'm not sure. I have to think about that. I'm not sure. I don't know. So there's one last answer to this, and we can make a sieve on this sugya right now. There's one last answer to this that's found in the Mordechai to explain why kam kam bottle fails us. And it's based on a principle that we know and love. We've seen this before, we haven't really understood it, but not the first, not the last. But we know this principle exists. Namely, maybe there's almost a tangential reason why kam kam bottle doesn't apply in all these cases. Because what has to happen for kam kam bottle? What does kam kam bottle really mean? It means that tarovis has already taken place. And once the tarovis has taken place, bittul is being accomplished. What is necessary for a tarovis to take place? What has to happen for tarovis to occur? So you have to have physical tarovis, but you have to also have what? Yediyas ha-tarovis. You have to know that there's a tarovis. If you don't know you have a tarovis, then it has to be chal. We saw this in the sugya Trumas, right, about Yediyam, right? Yediyah ha-bol, we saw that. Comes the Mordechai and says, in Ochinam, kama kama botil will work for you or against you in any one of these cases, assuming that you knew what happened. In the Mechit Sekem, who says you know what's going on? In the case of my brother, who says you realize what's going on? Every person who walks through the flower pot in the home and understands that there's in the process of having a tarobus of Kilaya Kerem. He says, somebody sitting and counting the drops of water that are falling into the Euphrates and saying, oh, Yediyas HaTarobus, without Yediyas HaTarobus, it hasn't happened yet. It's a very big Muslim, you know, chizik for a person's mind. Your mindset, you create reality. Reality, the fact that it's raining outside, the fact that you know that it's raining, and you're mechav, and you're bottles on the mayim, that's what creates the facts in the ground. Kozman, that hasn't happened yet, is like a real good Musa. Kozman, this hasn't happened yet, so then the Tarevis was in Chal, Tarevis was in Chal, the kids are coming from the Bokos. That's a whole other approach to this topic. So they're basically in Rishayim, four different Biurim, as to within the world of the people who accept Kam Kam Bokos, which again, the Rosh left Shia yesterday. Today's a half kind of half fake legal holiday, so you don't have to come to Shia either today. So if a person, not that the Rosh wouldn't come to Shia, the president's name, but maybe somebody had a Havim not to come. So they're mechaving to those Rishon who say that there's no Kam Kam Bottle, we don't care about that. But now, I'm sorry to report, we're going to start new sugya, and that everyone has to come for. So whoever's not here yet, so please show up. Okay, yeah.
How can you say the Mordechai's answer about the Shemitah case? So if you're saying, oh, it could be that there's no Tarogs here, but if it's grown and the 7th year is ended, aren't you 100% positive that it's 8th year growth? Like,
No, it doesn't matter, because Kozman, the guy's not thinking. I guess it's such a London. He took a vegetable, put it out of the ground, into the ground. You didn't have a Mahim Mukham Zoom, and I'm here by it. There's an Issa that was here, and now Heter is being there. He's not even thinking about it. I'm Gurus, the whole thing. He's just planting his vegetables, and now he's coming back next week. He wants to rally. What do I do now? So you can't say this, because Kozman didn't have to be a Issa. Okay, that's good. End of the last question, then last sugya. Ready to roll? Okay. Stats.